This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
3-3, you're going to feel good about it. When I got my head bit off. Twitterly, I got my head bit off by not three. It's 3-2s. I said, okay, damn, I'm sorry. So, Nick, you made the same mistake.
Is it 3-2s?
I'm pretty sure it is. One at the top and two at the bottom, isn't it?
The way that I have it is they have pick 34, pick 58, and then they have three third round picks: pick 7, pick 89, pick 99.
Man, we got to figure this out.
That's what I have.
I'll get to the bottom of it while Nick's telling you about this. When did he know that he was going to trade out of the first round of this draft?
Yeah, I don't think there was really a consensus on a lot of grades. I mean, honest to God, if you look at some of these mocks, like where some of the guys were mocked and where they went, it wasn't even close. So, which, again, like players come off the board when they come off the board. So it's all we can do is go through our information, try to figure out like where we think the best spot for us to take that player. So, again, we made multiple calls, I would say, picking a lot higher than where we were. So teams aren't interested. They're not interested. Nothing we can do about it.
Correction. It is. There's 2-2s and 3-3s right now. 5 picks. We've been saying 5 picks all day. We haven't been wrong all day.
No, you're saying five picks total. 5 picks. 2-2s and 3-3s.
One of the, I guess the extra two is next year. I'm trying to throw into this year. But you got 5 picks. You got plenty of moving and shaking. So Nick was right. Damn, Nick, you make me feel stupid from the get go. But the trade back. Obviously they had Ron hearing it from the Nick Caserio. They had their sights set on a few guys. Those guys didn't fall, so they didn't reach. So they moved out. I agree for once with Nick Caserio in a sense of the call it flexibility, I guess, whatever terms he used in a sense of if you're not going to pick at 25, trade back and give yourself as many options that may present themselves through the draft this year. Bottom line is I think this is a day, again, I thought day one would be it, but this is a day where they've got plenty more draft capital than they had yesterday and more reason to get aggressive and move. It takes two to tango, as we mentioned earlier. He's going to have to find trade partners to move up, but he's got enough draft capital where, boy, he can make it really hard for a team to say no.
Yeah, and get exactly what it is he needs and what he wants.
Yeah.
And look, Clint, quite frankly, it was the same deal in the first round. Like, they have so much ammunition with the Tunsil trade, with you know, picks they've had before. Over, they've got so much ammunition that they could do anything that they wanted to do. It is not anything that stopped. Now, maybe whatever they wanted to do, it's the smart thing, but they had the ability to do whatever it is they want to do, and it's even more today.
Well, I'm excited about the trade back. I don't think I'd ever hear myself say that, but I'm actually excited about the trade back. The one thing that the Texans couldn't do was reach for a player and miss on a player again, because this is plug and play time for the Texans. I think you can still find multiple plug and play guys in this second round and or third round. I think there's some really good players out there.
Was there? I know. Once you got to the point of, all right, they're sitting there at 25.
Yeah.
Right, and I think the previous two picks were Matthew Golden, the wide receiver of Texas, and then Donovan
Jackson.
Yes, the guard from Ohio State. Those two go. Once you sit there, I know you were at the point of like, all right, don't reach. All right, the Giants are coming up for a deal. You make a deal, you get back, and you get more picks. But at 25, though, as it was leading up to that, were there any moments or any players where you were like, damn, like, come on, there he is, go get him, like, there, like, go get this guy, or this dude would be the fit? At any moment were you thinking like, damn, I wish they would go up to go get a certain player?
I thought they would move a couple of spots to jump Green Bay to get into the Matthew Golden range. Yeah, for whatever reason, he's obviously a great player. I think with Tank Dell having played with him before, they know him intimately. He's a local kid. They have shown interest in local guys, and that's been a part of kind of the guys they bring back and make the fabric of the city and the team. So I thought that there was a chance they could do that. Once I saw the guards come off the board, I was like, man, this is not good. Please don't reach. And then I shifted immediately to wide receiver, and then Golden jumps off, and it's at that point that's when I'm cool.
Would you been all right with the guard from Ohio State that went right ahead of him? Like what would like?
Well, I would have been okay with him just based on what we saw, but yeah. I mean, he's one of them, right? That the Texans maybe were linked to, but they weren't completely sold on him being their kind of guy.
Him and the kid from North Dakota State; those were the last two that they went off at 18 and 24.
Well, again, I'm basing it what the Texans were linked to. I'm basing it on kind of how strongly they were linked to him, and if you listen to Saban and company when they were analyzing it, you listen to their studies, what their studies have told them. Afterwards, I understood immediately why the Texans weren't. He wasn't on, let's say, the top of the guard board for the Texans. So I would rather them not reach right there. So I was cool with that. But you look at the Texans. The Texans were at 25, right? For everybody that's disappointed with the Texans at 25, look at who was drafted beyond 25, right? Jackson Dart went in New York, traded with you to Jackson Dart. You don't need a quarterback. James Pierce Jr. was drafted after that by the Tennessee Titans. I'm sorry, by the Atlanta Falcons. He's an edge. You don't need that, right? You can argue that the kid out of Ohio State and Josh Connerly Jr., the D lineman out of interior defensive lineman out of Oregon and
Harmon.
What's that?
Harmon.
Out of Georgia. Oh, did I say it wrong?
No, Harmon. His last name. Harmon, the kid from Ohio, from Oregon, the defensive tackle. I just said his last name. The kid from Oregon, the D tackle, and then you said Connerly Jr., the tackle.
The point is there's nobody that went after 25 that as a fan you were like, I gotta go get this guy. Yeah. Everybody that when you move down, everybody that's been drafted since the 25th draft pick hit, you didn't. They're not guys that we were gonna draft anyway, unless you thought. I'm sorry, yeah, he's an offensive tackle. My eyes are terrible, man. I'm going blind. But the D tackle that was taken is really the only one
unless one of the tackles, because they were also linked to Simmons, who went to the Chiefs, Connerly Jr., I think, who went to the Commanders.
Yes.
I'm not
messed up that they didn't go take a tackle. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm okay with them not taking a tackle. I'm just as you see it, the trade down has had zero impact on the draft so far. There was no wide receivers taken after the fact. There's no guards or centers taken after the fact. There's no running backs that came off the board after the fact. Hell, there's not the fastest player. I guess Maxwell was on there. Other than him, the fastest player was a damn safety and a defensive end. So yeah, I think it's much to do about very very little at best that the Texans moved up out of the first.
Yeah,
round.
The back behind them. No, it's just to be like ahead of them, right? Like. It got like when Banks went and Booker went, it was just like, all right, what are they about to do? Like to me, it was like, I'm thinking they are going to go get the kid from North Dakota State. Like they're going to go get if they or whatever tackle they wanted. But in my mind, I was thinking they're going to go get that kid.
They would have had to give up a boatload of draft capital
to get to 18.
Even to get to 18 to move up seven spots, they would have had to. And somebody else has got the upper hand because they got the higher pick. They'd have had to give. I'd have been cool with it, but that would have been that's a ballsy move. At that point in time, let's hit a few things. One of my favorite things, Ron, with the draft is the non-draft pick takeaways.
No.
Nothing to do with the draft picks. Can somebody tell me who Lil Wayne is a fan of? Or better yet,
he's a Packers fan, and he can't.
He's a New Orleans fan because he's from New Orleans. He's a Packers fan for damn sure.
I think he just claims Packers like as his primary, though.
Well, he was over there with, and then later on, he's over there at who was he claiming? I saw a video on social media him over there doing one of the calls for somebody else,
doing his best LeBron impression.
I mean, he's just bouncing all over the map,
LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Drake?
And Drake. No, LeBron's been to, like, several different colleges with shirts like Drake, too.
That's all right.
I know it hurts you, but it's all right, man.
It doesn't hurt me.
Lil Wayne got to pick one.
I thought he was
Drake.
I thought he was a Packers fan.
Well, they damn sure. I mean, they claimed it last night. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Hey, I don't think he. I've been where he has been. He couldn't ride that bike.
They asked Lil Wayne to ride that bike out there, and he couldn't get it, huh? I saw him pushing. I saw him walking.
He was walking it. Yeah.
I thought he was going to walk.
Everybody else rode them bikes up there. Lil Wayne was standing with it between his legs, walked out.
Did you know?
That's all right. I understand, man. I've been there.
All right. Am I the only one that realized the one dude in the blue suit that just kept getting up and hugging every prospect that was drafted?
Yeah, it was Harrison, a kid from Kentucky.
I'm going, who is this guy?
And then the other guy in the green suit from Texas A&M who had 4 sacks in 6 years.
Jamar.
They were at the entry just hyped up.
Maxwell was that guy. He was nervous about not getting, even though he was there, so he was gonna give everybody else some love to make it be supportive. I couldn't figure out who he was until he got drafted, right? And the next one is oh boy, you talked about, and this is the dads. The dads are always great. Not that I wouldn't be a proud dad, but old buddy that got drafted had 4.5 sacks. That's just a freak of nature. I mean, he is obviously just a freak of nature.
He looked good in that green.
His dad was absolutely, I mean, he was phenomenal. Won the league. I think he's the one that won the league about him after having 4.5 sacks in a college career. Won the league. And then, Jihad Campbell, the Eagles draft, traded up from 32 to 31 to get him, the linebacker. He's cold-blooded now, by the way. I mean, the Eagles just keep stacking. But his daddy thought it'd be good to warn everybody as well. Can't believe you made him wait this late, man.
He's pissed.
He's mad. Hey, serious as hell. The dads are great when it turns into the whole, man, the journey we've been on. We've been working to get for this day.
Abdul Carter said his dad he's been building me up since I was little.
Yeah,
my man was the guy I believe the Texans wanted. Oh, Booker. First off, he was clean as hell.
Yeah,
I don't know what that was like a chocolate top with the
cream
pants,
sure.
and he came through flying, man. And he was clean as hell.
He showed his athletic ability as he was running down that damn hallway, jumping around left to right.
Why they put that man in that green with that pinstripe? Why Will Campbell slide out there in that green and then pinstripe? Sean Pendergast, if you're listening, you a dirty dog right there, man.
What'd he do?
I'm talking about, man, that guy's got the oddest shape I've ever seen in my life. Everybody talks about his short arms, but that odd shape he has. He's got a weird top that meets a weird bottom.
We're talking about one of the best offensive linemen in the country, and he's built weird.
Everybody talk about his arms. Look about that weird body that he's got. But he had that pinstripe on. Tyler Booker Booker was cold, was clean,
and,
man.
And I'm going to tell you, last but not least, did the NFL get you on the announcement?
Which one?
When they kicked down to Laura and what's the girl's name with the big head?
Colleen. Damn, man.
Hey, she looks like a real life bobblehead.
I had a fight with her trying to get an interview with Charles O'Minihue one time.
I mean, I've been around Laura, and Laura is skinny, and that girl looks like, I mean, she, I bet in real life, I bet that, I mean, she is so small, and that head is
like Tyler,
big old head. Yeah, one of Tyler Milner heads. But
guilty.
They got me. The NFL got me on that. When they started talking about, hey, we got a special announcement, big announcement, man, we're going to go to the stage, Laura and Colleen are going, special announcement. Man, I leaned up on the couch and leaned in like we were fixing to get something.
Got you a good tease.
NFL scheduled release day is May 14th or 16th or whatever.
Oh, you don't even know the date? You didn't get it?
I don't care.
It's the 14th or the 16th. What you mean, man? We're going to dive all into that.
Well, we can look at it.
Schedule come out.
Yeah, when the second week of May rolls around, we'll check it out and figure out if it's the 14th or the 16th. But I'm leaned in thinking, man, they're fixing to announce something big time.
Yeah.
Schedule release. Official NFL-wide. Every game will be released on the 14th or 16th.